Thank you very much, Chris. All right, well, Michael Thompson is here, too, so he's going to get to answer some of these questions.
Nice.
All right, so the Chargers on Sunday played a home game to the New England Patriots. They were outnumbered by Pats fans, and it was so loud that the Chargers had to go to a silent count. The Chargers' home games this season consist of the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Browns, the Pats, the Vikings, Steelers, Giants, Chiefs, and Broncos. Most of those teams' fans travel really well. So did the NFL set them up to fail at home, or is this a Charger problem?
Oh, it's a Charger problem because, guys, the schedule gets set. You play an opposite division.
Yes.
In other words, so they're playing, in this case, the AFC East, and they also play the NFC East. So they're playing the two Eastern divisions. And, Mace, like Greg said, all those teams travel fans well. I just think that the Chargers – they moved out of San Diego, so the people in San Diego don't like them.
Yep.
They moved into L.A., and L.A. already had the Raiders, and now they're readopting the Rams. They're kind of like a team without a country.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, you know, I've not been to one of the Charger home games, but I can tell you that the opposite is true at Rams games. Rams games get really, really loud. The other guys are having to go to a silent count. You know, it's a lot like when they played in the soccer stadium. You know, that stadium got taken over by opposing fans. They really don't have any fan base in Los Angeles virtually at all. And it's going to take a long time. Well, it's going to take a lot of winning to reverse that.
Michael, you'll be able to explain this better than I can, but even when you were playing with the Lakers and now in certain cities, when the Lakers go on the road, it sounds like a home game.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, I couldn't get in until I bust through the door and the glass door.
He got mad at me. He was pointing, hey, where's my music?
Where's my music? Exactly, Jorge.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, we can't enter a room until we hear that.
Michael, I'm trying to think of all the cities we play in where it's – well, Atlanta is the biggest one, right?
Oh, yeah. Atlanta has the most brothers. All the brothers down there love – and the sisters love the Lakers. That's the largest fan base on the road for the Lakers.
But Salt Lake City, they got a huge following. Yeah, Sacramento, they do. I mean,
yeah, everywhere we go, it's almost less, except for Boston. That's probably the only where they're outnumbered, maybe 80-20, so 90-10.
Well, remember that one year we were doing the game and Kobe went off.
Well, that's only because the Lakers weren't a threat. Remember that's when the Lakers were horrible, and so they like Kobe.
And so was Boston.
Yeah,
and so he flipped the building that night.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, plus the Chargers are used to not having like 80%, 90% fan support. So they're used to it by now.
Wow, my mate's in Ireland.
Yeah,
that is
well
Ireland.
You might as well put monkeys in those seats.
That is Ireland. But, you
that's
know,
that's my
told,
shot clock buzzer.
I never mentioned this, but you know, my dad used to frequent a bar called the Town Club in Toledo, Ohio. And what's weird is we had to call him all the time, so the number was 243-0123. He met Stone Cold Steve Austin there.
Really?
And has a picture with Stone Cold Steve Austin that I have somewhere here. If I can find it, I'll send it out for like Throwback Thursday or Way Back Wednesday or Flashback Friday or one of those things.
I hope he was
my dad was my dad was such a celebrity hunter. Like,
well, so are you.
Nothing like my dad. Nothing like my dad.
Oh,
like
wait
Michael,
a minute.
We would do a Q&A at my theaters out in Palm Desert. And say Andy Garcia or Bryan Cranston or Viola Davis, they were the guests. And my dad, the moment that Q&A ended, I would be moderating, my dad would just bull rush the celebrity to get into a picture immediately. I'm not that bad. One time we were at LAX, and Vin Scully was in line at the airport waiting to check his bags. And I said to my dad, you know, that's Vin Scully over there. He's like, which one? Oh, that's Vin Scully. Runs over to Vin, gets a picture right away. My dad was just like the biggest celebrity hound in the world.
All right.
But yeah, the Stone Cold Steve Austin picture exists somewhere.
I hope this he had is a beer with him.
Well, this was an example of how the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. One day Mason and I are in studio, and Emmanuel Shrieky, who is the hot girl on Entourage, is in our lobby. We have a fishbowl studio, so we can look out the studio and see who's in the lobby. And Mace says to me, John, who's that girl out there? And I go, oh, that's Emmanuel Shrieky.
Well, wait, I knew it was the girl from Entourage. I just didn't know her name.
Correct. And you said, who is that? And I said, it's Amanda Rosicky. She's an actress. She's on Entourage. And he runs out of the studio, as you put it, Mace, bull rush the studio door to get a picture with Emmanuel Shrieky. And because Dave Singer just copied everything Mason did, Singer goes, walks in, goes, who's that? And I go, oh, it's this girl on Entourage. Mason wants to get a picture with it. And Mason and Singer goes, well, if he's doing it, I'm doing it. And follows him out. So it's your dad's fault. That's where it is.
I have the gene from my dad. Exactly.
There you go.
All right, so Jen Latta posted on Twitter that she put up her Christmas tree yesterday.
Oh, God.
On November 1st.
Stop.
So once and for all, the three of you decide when is the correct acceptable date to put up your tree and allow Christmas music.
First of all, love Jen Latta.
She's great.
Jen is responsible for our famous, for Mason's famous Mark Sanchez line when we hosted First Take back in the day. Jen was in the Molly Kierum role that day when Mason and I were debating.
Steve, who wins the AFC West this year?
Well, five words for you. I believe in Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no.
She's awesome. Matter of fact, Mace, she's doing morning radio now. She's still on ESPN, but she's doing morning radio in her hometown of Milwaukee.
Oh, cool.
And so
she's great.
I love Jen Latta. Would never say anything bad about her until now, Greg. Way early. You cannot put up your Christmas tree or start playing Christmas music until the day after Thanksgiving at the earliest. You are short selling Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
She's way early on this. And by the way, my next door neighbor, who shall remain nameless, Julie Watts, put up her Christmas lights a week ago.
Really?
A week ago, before Halloween. Now, to her credit, she did not turn them on.
Well, she's just getting her house wired for the holidays, right? That's different than actually showing them.
Lisa Ireland, Lisa and Julie are friends, took it as an act of war. She says, oh, so I'm living next door to the Griswolds, am I? Okay. And so Lisa is considering stepping it up this year. But we will not be putting up any decorations for Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving.
My mom is definitely, that tree is going to be up within a week. My family, they are Christmas-holics. I mean, they just love Christmas
like crazy. Well,
it's
fine. Start on the day after Thanksgiving. Give it a month.
No, they won't. My mom will not. She will get that tree up really, really fast if it's not up already. They just love Christmas. Her and my
Michael,
brother.
Do you even put up Christmas lights at your house?
No. I mean, we might have like one light bulb on in the house.
Do you have a tree?
Yeah, we got a tree, but we don't decorate it as much as some people do. But I think the day after Thanksgiving, let Thanksgiving come and go, and then the next day start the Christmas stuff.
Real or fake tree for you, Michael?
Oh, real, man. I got to smell that pine.
Absolutely real. Yeah. That's the only way to go. Ireland's a fake guy.
Oh, same tree for the last 20 years, Michael, and I never have to clean up a mess. Just take it down and I'm done.
You just take a broom and a dustpan. That's all you have to do.
Fire hazard. Nope. Fake tree.
Yeah.
I've saved more money with that stupid fake tree than anything else I got in this house.
Bergman, what about you?
Your
when's
tree
Christmas
is like
start?
Your relationships.
I'm with Ireland. Christmas starts the day after Thanksgiving. And I'm Jewish, so I don't really do
Well, wait a minute,
anyway.
Though. But isn't your girlfriend not Jewish?
No, she's not. So we have a fake tree that we put up.
Right. So you do both. Riley gets both, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, her mom is not Jewish either.
So she gets Christmas presents and Hanukkah gifts?
Yep, sure
so
does.
So your tree doubles as a Hanukkah bush?
Yes, a Hanukkah bush with Hanukkah Harry.
There you go.
why do some of the atheists we know celebrate Christmas?
The buzzer means no. All right, you're up.
And by the way, it's a fair question, Michael. Yeah. Go ahead,
it is
Greg.
A fair question.
Okay, so 11-9-11, it's an important date. That's my 10th year anniversary with Brenda.
Oh.
I need you guys' help to recommend me a nice restaurant so I can go have dinner and take this beautiful
woman. All right,
where
do you live? What city?
Out there by Diamond Bar.
How much you want to spend?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. All right,
so you're stepping it up big time. All right.
Yeah.
So I think here I'm going to give you a couple of options here.
Okay.
There's a place in Beverly Hills called Crustacean that makes their own noodles that are insane, and they have a koi pond running through the entire restaurant. It's pricey. It's right in the heart of Beverly Hills, but it's very, very good. That's the first thing that popped into my head. Mace,
what kind of food does your wife like?
Oh, we like, steak, anything? Fish, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I would say my choice would be steak. I think you can never go wrong with steak, and my favorite steak is at Boa. which there's one in West Hollywood and there's one on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica. I love the one on Ocean Avenue. That's the one I go to. But a great steak, nothing beats.
Michael, what's your favorite restaurant?
Man, ain't nothing wrong with the Yard House. What's wrong with y'all?
Yard House is great.
Mike, that's right. Yard House, Morton's, Fleming's.
Do
Morton's.
Not take Brenda to the Yard House.
Okay, what about Fleming's? Just around
Fleming's
the corner.
Is overpriced.
Really?
For what you get, I think Fleming's is overpriced. I can get the same steak at Boa for a lot less than I do at Fleming's. Oh. I know it's downtown at LA Live, but Fleming's way too expensive.
Hey, how's that restaurant out by Manhattan, Johnny? You mentioned a lot. Is it Slay? Slay's?
Yeah, well, Slay's awesome. You can't go wrong there.
I met that guy, David Slay.
Okay. Yeah, do you meet him at a Ram game or something?
I met him at a Ram game with Dr. Grant Stevens,
He's the best. So, yeah, that's they cannot go wrong there, Jorge.
All right, cool.
Tell him you know me, throw my name around, see if it gets you anything.
Don't Chipotle got some kind of new
come
beef
on,
dish?
Mike. Yeah, they got the great guac.
Mike,
I got you. Right. Love me
Michael,
some Chipotle.
Take Julie to In-N-Out.
Heck yeah. Best burgers in the world. And eat it in the car on the way home.
It's the way to do it, Michael. And then you hide the box afterwards.
That's right.
The Boston Celtics got beat down last night in the fourth quarter as the Bulls outscored them 39-11. Caruso had a massive block on Dennis Schroeder, too, in the process, which is an old friend's alert. And after the game, Marcus Smart was not happy, saying, "I would just like to play basketball. Every team knows we're trying to go to Jason and Jaylen. Every team is programmed and studied to stop Jason and Jaylen. I think everybody's scouting report is to make those guys pass the ball. They don't want to pass the ball." Michael, what is Marcus Smart really saying here?
Pass the freaking ball. So selfish. I like that. He called him out publicly. Maybe he talked to him privately about it. They didn't heed his advice, so he called him out publicly to the press. So I got no problem with it. They're losing, so they got to change something.
Yeah, I mean, they did go from a 16. If I have this right, they went from a 16-point lead to a 14-point loss. So that was an enormous swing in that game. And I think what he said is self-evident. I mean, they're not passing the ball. They're not moving the basketball.
Yep.
You got to be able to move the basketball in the modern NBA.
Yep.
You cannot ISO every single play.
That's why the Warriors are so good.
And the Warriors move the ball as well as any team in the league. Absolutely right.
Michael, I love both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I think they are fantastic players
yes.
and really good guys. But if that's your two best players, can you win a title?
No. No, and so, I like them. I like them, but no, they can't.
Yeah,
they're not going
to
win.
So if that's the case, would you trade one of them even though they're both all-stars?
Oh, yeah, depending on who you can get, who's available. You just don't get a, trade them just to trade them, but you got to figure out someone who better fit to match him with one of them.
Yeah, you could probably get more for Tatum, right?
Yeah, he's been multiple all-star and all that stuff, so yeah.
To me, they're both great players,
but
that'll only get you so far. They need another piece in there to make them championship contenders because they're not right now.
Yep.
Well, they had Kyrie with them, and it didn't work.
Yeah, but he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, it didn't work, Kyrie. Go figure.
All right, that'll do it.
By the way, today Ireland asked the dumb question.
Good. Let's talk about it next, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up next for you. Don't forget, Lie of the Day is at 3:30 today. If you think you know the lie, you want to call in at 3:30, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Rams-Titans Sunday Night Football primetime.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we got that coming up for you at 3:30. Mason, Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out, 710 ESPN. You really had to take... See, that's what I love about this place. You take the absolute worst moment somebody has, and then you play it on the air. I could not think of Derek Henry. You realize how many brain cells I've killed over the years, right?
That's true.
Well, I used to be 20 years ago, I was...
According to Michael, I have asked the dumb question today. Which one was
it,
Michael?
An inane question. You know what inane means?
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Silly.
Yeah. Which was?
Here's the question. I was like, did Ireland just ask that? How does Von Miller fit with the scheme of your team, Les Street, Sneed, whatever your name is?
Yeah.
Ireland, he's bought in to be an edge rusher. How do you not know that? How obvious a question was that? See? Now, here's what I would have asked. Less need if I was on the air with you two guys. Here's what I'd ask them. See if this is a good question, Mace.
Okay.
You guys remind me of former coach George Allen, who traded away all of his picks and said, F the future is now. Is that what you guys are doing or have done? Sacrifice the future for now.
Well, Michael,
that's the tough question you should ask.
Michael, if you would have listened to the interview,
I did.
That was brought up.
Addressed that specific concern of yours. He answered your question. He said they're going to pick up four more draft picks, which will give them a total of 8 in the upcoming draft, and they consistently draft from the lower rounds of the draft, really good players.
Yeah, he said a sixth-round pick is just as good as a second-round pick.
That's where he ended up with Cooper Kupp in the third round. That's where he ended up with Van Jefferson. That in the second round.
Cam Akers in the third round.
Yeah, he ended up getting Daryl Henderson. He gets all his picks in the back of the round, and he's going to have 8 picks.
Man,
how can you say he sold off the future when he has 8 picks?
All like seventh-round picks. Whoop-de-freaking-do.
Cooper Kupp is the number one receiver in the NFL. He was the third, 200th guy taken.
Yes, 12, 15, 20 Cooper Kupps come from the sixth round every year, huh? Instead, you three should have got a room for that interview. Put on Ram uniforms, cleats,
and role played. Can I just please say, Michael, I'm a Ram season ticket holder. I bought in completely with my personal seat. I operate as a fan.
Yep.
I say we. I don't say they.
By the way, Michael, the other day when Frank Vogel walked into the room and to do his pregame presser, I said, hey, Bahamian Grill Master, are you going to hang around and ask some tough questions? And you ran for the door.
I had to go get ready for the pregame show.
You ran for the door.
He came in at 5:50, I had to go upstairs and get ready with Sliwa.
Yeah, and what tough questions did you ask Sliwa?
Oh, we were ripping people.
Oh, like
who? Oh, really? Like who did you rip?
Oh, the Houston Rockets. They're horrible.
Well,
they are horrible. They are a JV team.
Oh man, those guys. I tell you, I don't understand these guys. How they draft? Yeah, they got Jalen Green, they got Kevin Porter, but they shoot like 25%. If you can't shoot the ball, I don't want you on my team.
But Michael, they
unless you're Ben Simmons.
Do they have any choice though?
Ooh.
The Rockets.
Yeah, they could have drafted better. They could have got Evan Mobley. They could have got Josh Giddey.
So you don't like Jalen Green?
I like him, but I don't like him over Josh Giddey or Evan Mobley.
Yeah, Josh Giddey. Evan Mobley looks great.
Yeah.
Evan Mobley looks really, really good. Big guy who can put the ball on the floor. I like Evan Mobley.
Have you seen Cade Cunningham play yet?
Not yet. He's been hurt. He had 2 points in his debut the other day. They say he's a Scottie Pippen type. Yeah, I guess he's all right.
Okay, so let me ask you an honest question here. Tyler Hero is averaging 22 points coming off the bench in Miami. He looks like the early favorite for sixth man of the year. But if Carmelo keeps this up, if Carmelo averages 20 points a game off the bench for the Lakers, couldn't I make the argument that at age 37 – he's the sixth man of the year?
Of course. Yeah, if he keeps playing the way he's playing like this, if he stays consistent like this, he's definitely in the mix. Of course.
Did you ever have to reinvent your game the way Melo's reinvented his game?
No. You know, obviously I was like one of the top options when I was a young player in Portland. And the thing about my Portland team is back in those days, and I'm not just bragging, but back in those days, everybody could shoot because it was like one of the fundamental things you had to be able to do to survive in the league. So I play with 5 guys in my lineup, or 4 other guys, who all could put the ball on the floor, who all could shoot at 47% or higher. That's just the way it was back in those days. These days, man, guys, the art of shooting is lost.
But did you have to make an adjustment from starter to more of a role player?
Nah, when I came to the Lakers, I just basically played the same way and, I wasn't relied to score 20 points a game anymore. That's the only reason.
Because credit Melo, he's reinvented his game. Yeah. He's a different guy now.
Yeah, definitely. He's accepted his role that he's not the primary scorer anymore. He's subjugated or suppressed his ego. Done a great job.
Hey, and Michael, on that subject of suppressing your ego, you guys know that I love Westbrook. I'm like unapologetic Russell Westbrook fanboy. And Michael, the reason I love Russ, and I could talk for an hour about this, but The 30-second version is basketball is an entertainment product, like going to the movies or going to a concert. And Westbrook empties the tank every night. He plays harder than everybody else. There's no way you're not getting your money's worth. He may not succeed, but he's going to die trying. He's that good. I mean, he's that much of it. He's a professional entertainer, for lack of a better word. Michael, if I went to him and said, Russ, I'm your biggest fan. I love the way you play. I don't want you to back off your energy at all. Just don't shoot threes. We don't need you to shoot threes on this team. We got other guys who can do it. attack the rim every single time. If they leave you wide open from three, just pass it. And
yeah,
we'll
he is an awful
three-point
shooter. Yeah,
would he listen, Michael, or is that offensive to a Hall of Famer like Russ?
Yeah, that's kind of offensive. He, you know, he shouldn't shoot a volume of threes like Curry or Lillard and those guys. But like the other night, he made 2 out of 2. So he's got to shoot them sometimes when he's wide open and nobody's on him. I don't mind seeing him shoot those. Or a guy like Giannis, who can't shoot threes, but he'll shoot a 3 or 4 a game. So it's not as long as Russ isn't putting up 8 to 10 threes, he's all right.
By the way, Lakers number 6 in three-point shooting percentage. Yeah. A lot of it thanks to Carmelo. They're shooting 38% from
right.
three.
Yeah, Melo's shooting 52 from three so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, crazy. But the big problem with the Lakers is turnovers.
Yeah. Well, they only had 12 the other day, I think.
And yeah, they're averaging 17 turnovers a game right now.
Westbrook's plus minus the other day, plus 25. So, before, in the games before that, his plus minus was on the negative side. So he's starting to figure it out. He's taking better care of the ball. Michael, like you said, he only took 2 threes. Yeah. He made them both.
Right.
He only made 9 of 22 shots, but he's averaging pretty close to triple-double numbers. And if he doesn't turn it over, then I think he's the Westbrook that we traded for.
Yeah, Greg reminds me to tell you, I hate plus-minus, Mason. That means absolutely
plus
nothing.
Plus-minus means something, nothing. Michael. I mean, it's not an exact number, but it does mean something.
What does it
when
mean,
you're on
Mace?
The floor, are you winning or losing?
I could be on the floor with Kareem, Magic, and Worthy and those guys, and I contribute nothing, but because I'm on the floor with those great players, we're up by 20. Or I could be out there on a bad team, doing everything for my team, but yet we're down. What does that mean?
It's not an exact number. It's
That's
not,
ridiculous.
But it does tell you, are you scoring, are you winning when you're on the floor versus when you're not? I don't think it's an accident that the other night, Russell Westbrook was a plus 25. When he was on the floor, they outscored the opponent by 25
Man,
points.
Sometimes LeBron.
It's a measurement.
Why are you afraid of one stat? I mean, if you don't want
to use it,
doesn't
reflect how you're playing.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't. I just told you why. I've been on.
It's not.
I've been
it's not exact, Michael. Are you afraid of numbers? Are you just afraid
yes,
of numbers?
Yes. These numbers don't. These numbers don't tell the story. I've been in games where I've had 18 points in the first half, but we're down by 15. What does that mean?
Do they help to tell the story, Michael?
No, nothing. No, they don't.
They absolutely do. They help to tell the story.
Game to game, it means absolutely nothing. Over a long period of the entire season, that means more. When you can see the plus minus throughout that, but one game, nothing. I'm with Michael.
Sham Sharania reported today that the competition committee discussed the uptick in transition take fouls. That's when one team's like got a fast break going to the basket.
Yeah.
And then somebody, and the Lakers commit these just like every other team does. Somebody will grab someone to stop the fast break.
Yes.
Yeah.
The competition committee today encouraged the league office to develop a rule change that would eliminate the incentive to utilize the tactic in the future. What's the change? What should they do?
It's pretty simple. You intentionally commit a foul on a fast break as guys are starting to go up the court. 2 shots in possession. That'll stop it immediately. 2 shots in possession, because you're right. That interrupts the flow of the game and interrupts an exciting part of the game. It's like when you see a long kickoff return and somebody blocks an illegal block and just ruins the whole kick return.
So just so people that are listening can understand this, when somebody's barreling at the basket.
Well, picture 3 or 4 guys. The Lakers have like a 3-on-2, and they're flying down the court, and one of the two defenders just grabs LeBron and wraps him up to stop
at
the fast.
Before he can even go into a shooting motion.
At half court.
No,
say
before he could even go pass it to one of the guys on the wings.
Oh, so when you've got numbers. Yeah,
correct.
Oh, I hate that foul.
That's a take foul.
Yep.
Got it. All right, coming up next, Ireland, do you think you know the lie of the day?
I do.
Me too.
You think you know it, Michael?
Yep.
Okay. If you think you know it, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN.
I thought I did. I don't know anymore.
All right, I'm pretty sure I've got it.
All right, we will do that coming up. We got a pair of tickets to see Rams-Titans Sunday night at SoFi Stadium. If you can figure out the lie, 877-710-ESPN. After that, we got Game of Games. Michael, you get to be a player in Game of Games.
Yeah, my Game of Games on Thursday will be dedicated to Kiki.
Dedicated
really?
To Kiki.
Oh, she'll be very excited.
That's right.
She will be thrilled by that.
Yep.
All right, we got Game of Games coming up for you, too. Mason in Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out, 710 ESPN. Yes. No. It's all a big goof. Come on, guys. It's all a big goof. All right, so it's time for Lie of the Day. Michael, you think you know. Don't say anything, right? But you think you know?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Ireland, you know?
98% sure.
Okay. Got it. All right, let's go to the phones. Ireland, why don't you take over the phones?
All right, Michael, pick a number between 0 and 11.
0 and 11. Let's go with Mello's number 7.
That's Luis in Pomona. Hey, Luis, you're on 710 ESPN. What is Mason's lie, Luis?
All right. I was in between two things, but I'm not sure now.
But
I'm going to go with the first one. that he got called for like a role on a new movie.
Okay. Mace, I do not think this is the lie. The fact that you claim you are going to be in a new movie playing a program director, a talk radio program director, is that the lie?
No. There is a project floating around right now from a producer with a part in a new script where I play a program director at a sports talk radio station. So that is not the lie.
All right. Michael, pick another number between 0 and 11, but don't pick 7.
Let's go with Anthony Davis, number 3.
Number 3 is Jeremy in Simi Valley. Hey, Jeremy, you're on 710 ESPN. How you doing?
How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
All right, Jeremy, you think you've got the lie?
I think so. I think Mason's dad never met Stone Cold Steve Austin in a bar.
Mace, is that the lie?
Yes, that is the lie.
I was wrong. Way to go, Jeremy. Mace, I thought
Thanks,
it was a
guys.
Variation of that story. I thought your dad accosting Vin Scully.
Oh no, that's 100% true.
Michael, what did you think?
There's no way. Take a look at him. That Steve Mason is on his Peloton every day. Otherwise, it looked like Dwight
Howard. That's from a couple of days ago, Michael.
You said that today again.
No, I didn't. We were talking about Greg's Peloton.
I know, but you said you ride the Peloton every day.
No, I never said that. I said I ride my bike every day.
Hey, Jeremy, congratulations, man.
Thanks, guys. Really stoked. Thanks a lot.
Awesome, man. It'll be great. Sunday night, Rams, Titans, have a blast. It's an unbelievable experience at SoFi Stadium. Thanks, man.
All right,
looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Oh, you got it, Jeremy. Stay on the line, and Greg will get some info. And by the way, Michael, what do you think of the bet we made with Bergman that he claims he's going to be on his Peloton 17 more times for at least 20 minutes a day between now and the end of November? Do we win or lose that bet?
Well, I think you got to lose it. I think Bergman's a dedicated young man. 17, 20
yeah.
minutes a day, you could do
yeah,
that.
Michael?
Yeah, he could do that.
You but know, Michael, it's funny. There's he's nothing... had that Peloton for 3 months, and he's used it as a clothes hanger.
But I think
but you
guys
know, my, John, there's nothing like a bet to incentivize
yeah.
you.
And I think yeah. you guys have motivated him. You know, you've challenged him, and I think Greg's up to the challenge.
Maybe, I think he's going to do it, too. How much did you – was it? Is it Greg against the house?
Yeah, it's Greg against the house for $25,000.
Now, how are you going to verify it?
I have an app. I'm bringing a scale tomorrow.
Well, I have an app that tells me when I actually – I sent a picture to them where it says when I rode and for how long.
Yeah, but if you don't lose any weight, you shouldn't win the bet. Let's tie a weight component to it.
This isn't a bet about what I
eat.
What
do you want to weigh at the end of November?
At the end of November? I mean, that's
– Real,
that's
what do you weigh –
You start off – I weigh about 203 right now, and there's water weight that goes off first, so it doesn't mean you keep on to it. So, I mean, if I could be down to 190 – Seven?
Yeah, come on.
That's only
six
pounds. How about 195? 8 pounds. 8 pounds in a month.
Right, but no, we're not changing the bet. The bet is if I go 17 more times.
Right.
Well, the weight has nothing to do with it.
You're the one that started changing the bet.
But if you do what Mason does and you go every day on the Peloton and then you just go eat 10 donuts.
But I don't eat donuts. I'm not Mason eating Popeye chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, it kind of defeats the whole purpose, doesn't it?
No, because you could, matter of fact, you can afford to eat that way if he's dedicated to his Peloton every
right,
day.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I may not gain a lot, but I also may not lose a lot.
Right.
So
see,
I'm
the
like
difference
right in between.
Is, Greg, you bought a Peloton, which is like $3,000, right?
It's like $2,500.
Yeah. $2,500. I bought just a $600 bike that I ride out on my patio every single day. It doesn't have a cheerleader instructor on a screen in front of me. I don't need all that.
You guys should just do what Michael and I do. Go to the hotel gym and hang out there for an hour.
That's right.
Are you still lurking over at the Ritz there, Michael?
No, I don't have time to do it now because you're on until 4 o'clock. When you guys used to get off at 3, I'd go over there. But
are gyms still a thing? Are people still going to gyms?
Yeah, they're still open.
Yeah, every hotel we go to has a gym.
And the public gyms are open again.
Nice. Okay, good. Actually, you know, we're doing a remote next week.
From a gym?
Things are getting back to – we're doing a remote. We're going out to is it called Bastards Canteen and Downey?
Bastards Canteen and Downey, yep.
We're going to be out there next Wednesday for a live show with the public, with the people in Downey. So make sure you get ready for that next week if you're out there.
And you're coming back in the studio tomorrow, right? For good?
And we're all back in the studio tomorrow.
Every
How
day?
About that?
Every day now?
Well, tomorrow I got clearance. But I don't know if I have clearance again. I got clearance.
Do you want to come to the studio 5 days a week now?
I'd like to come to the studio 3-4 days a week, yeah.
And do one day at home.
Yeah, and do one day at home.
That sounds perfect.
That'd be a good deal. Yeah. That'd be a good
deal. Which day would you pick to do it at home? Friday?
Yeah, Friday's the home day.
Yeah,
start the weekend early. All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games. It is my game today, and Michael gets to be a player.
Yes.
It is called the Birthday Game, and we will do that coming up next for you. Game of Games time, and it is my game today. Currently in the month of November, who won yesterday?
I did.
Bergman won, yeah.
Had a great comeback.
Right. Bergman won, had a stirring comeback. Today, it's Ireland, it's Michael Thompson, it's Bergman, and it's Jorge. And the name of the game is the Birthday Game. Everybody here is celebrating some kind of birthday. I will tell you a fact. You tell me if it's real or if I completely made it up.
Okay.
Number one, today is Jimmy Garoppolo's 30th birthday. When he was approached by People magazine to be part of the Sexiest Man issue in 2016, he turned them down, saying his life is all about football. Is that fact or is that fiction, Ireland?
I think that's fact.
Fact. Michael Thompson.
Yeah, I go fact. I don't remember him being on the cover.
Fact. Bergman.
Yeah, fact.
Fact.
With the crowd.
Jorge.
Yes, fact.
No, I made it up. That's not even remotely true. I just made up that People magazine approached him. All right. Nobody's on the board. Number
but
two.
He is a sexy guy.
He is. He absolutely is.
Good looking
guy. The ladies love him.
Yeah.
All right. Today is President James K. Polk's birthday. His wife, Mildred, was known for her baking, and she regularly delivered her famous butterscotch cookies to favored members of Congress. Michael Thompson, is that fact, or did I make it up?
Fiction. I don't think butterscotch cookies were around back then.
Michael says fiction. Butterscotch didn't exist when James K. Polk was in office. Bergman.
I'm going to say it's fact.
Fact. Jorge.
I'll go fiction.
Fiction. Ireland.
I think you made it up. I think it's fiction.
I completely made it up. Yeah, I don't even know if he had a wife or whatever.
Who got that?
So,
Michael and I.
Everybody except for me.
Okay.
Bergman is yet to score. Number three. Okay. Today is Daniel Boone's birthday. He grew up in Pennsylvania, learned to hunt from early settlers and American Indians. While still a boy, he and some friends were in the woods when they heard a howl of a panther. While all his friends scattered, he calmly cocked his rifle and took the panther down. Is that fact or is that fiction, Bergman?
Fact.
Bergman says fact. Jorge.
Fiction.
Fiction. Ireland.
I don't think you'd go three fictions in a row. I'm going fact.
Fact. Michael Thompson.
Fiction. I don't think any panthers inhabit that part
of
the country.
Nope. It's an absolute fact. It's a famous story about Daniel Boone.
Got one.
Ireland 2. Michael Thompson, Bergman, and Jorge 1 apiece. Number 4. David Schwimmer turns 54 today. While he was a student at Northwestern, he was in an improv group with Stephen Colbert. The improv group was called No Fun Mud Piranhas. Is that fact or is that fiction, Jorge?
I'll say fact.
Fact, Ireland.
Sounds right. Fact.
Fact, Michael Thompson.
Fiction.
Fiction, Bergman.
I'm with Michael Thompson. Fiction.
Nope, complete fact. No Fun Mud Piranhas, Stephen Colbert, and David Schwimmer. All right, number 5. Tomorrow is Kendall Jenner's 25th birthday. She suffers from something called trypophobia, which is a fear of clusters of small holes in irregular patterns like you would see in a pancake or in a honeycomb. Ireland, is that fact or is that fiction?
Fiction.
Fiction. Michael Thompson.
Fiction. We never
fiction.
Heard of that.
Bergman.
If anybody knows anything about a Jenner, it's Michael. It's John, so yeah. I'm with John.
Fiction. Jorge.
Fiction.
Yeah, completely true. 100%
oh,
true.
Oh, really?
Really?
She suffers from something called trypophobia. Yes, she does.
Wow.
Ireland 3, Jorge 2, Bergman, Michael 1 apiece. Number 6. Tomorrow is Anna Wintour's 71st birthday. Now, she is the longtime artistic editor of Vogue magazine. Meryl Streep based her character in The Devil Wears Prada on Wintour, and she later sent her a letter of apology when she heard that Wintour took offense. Michael, is that fact or is that fiction?
I think that's fact.
Fact. Bergman.
Fiction.
Fiction. Jorge.
Fact.
Fact. Ireland.
I don't think she ever apologized. I think Anna Wintour was flattered. I'll say fiction.
It is fiction, yeah. I have no idea if Anna Wintour was flattered or not, but there was no letter. Ireland 4, Jorge 2. It's actually all over. Now we're just doing it for fun.
Okay.
Dolph Lundgren turns 71 tomorrow. Known as a legendary action star, he's also highly educated. He graduated from Washington State, earned an engineering degree from the Royal Institute of Technology, and he was a Fulbright scholar from MIT. Is that fact or is that fiction? Ireland, you go first.
No way you made all that up. It's got to be fact.
Michael?
Is he from the Netherlands? That's got to be fiction.
Bergman?
Fact.
Fact. Jorge?
He says fiction.
Fiction. It is 100% a fact, yeah. Dolph Lundgren comes from a long line of engineers, and he did get his engineering degree from the Royal Institute of Technology in Great Britain, and he was a Fulbright scholar from MIT.
That they're releasing a Stallone cut of Rocky IV? It's coming out
no,
this month.
No, really?
Yeah.
Is that the Dolph Lundgren one?
Yeah, he recut it, and you're going to be able to see how he would have cut it had he been allowed to do it.
Boy, he's going back to that well a lot. How old is Stallone now?
Got to be late mid-70s, right?
No.
Yeah, got to be. They're making Creed 3 right now.
All right. 75.
75, wow.
Do the last one just for fun. How many acting credits are on Dolph Lundgren's IMDb page closest without going over Ireland?
74.
74. Michael Thompson?
61.
61. Bergman?
One.
One. Jorge?
Oh, two.
Oh, you jerk!
Two. Ireland wins the tiebreaker also. The correct answer, he has 95 acting credits on his IMDb. So Ireland wins convincingly. He is on the board in the month of November.
All right, I needed that. Because Michael, wait, no, Greg, it's your game tomorrow and Michael on Thursday, right?
Yep.
And then Michael, you and I are on our way.
Can Kiki play in her own game since it's dedicated to her on Thursday?
She normally does traffic, but I'll find out.
Yeah, see if she can hang on and she can be able
to
play the game with us.
She does traffic for people other than us.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We'll find out.
All right. So tonight, the Houston Rockets, the JV team is in town.
Can't they just go play the South Bay Lakers?
But, Michael, here's the problem. Oh. As we learned when we went to Oklahoma City, every team, no matter how bad they are, is going to find a way to win 10 to 15 games.
Yeah.
So the Rockets are going to beat somebody at some point.
Somebody as bad as them.
Yeah. Well, do you think they're worse than OKC?
Yeah. Yeah, these guys can't shoot. At least OKC got some guys who can make shots. These guys cannot shoot. They shoot 42% as a team. Their two best young players are shooting 39%. Come on.
Hey, do you think, Michael, the Clippers will make the playoffs?
Yeah. They got to hang on till Kawhi gets back, if he comes back. They could be like in the seventh or eighth. They could do.
Yeah, they seem seven-ish to me.
Yeah.
Well, they're 2-4, and last night they almost lost to OKC, which would have dropped them to 1-5.
Yeah. Is Kawhi even scheduled to play this year or what?
No, nobody knows.
Wow. Nobody knows.
As you know, Michael, Kawhi says nothing.
Kawhi is a mystery.
He is the Black Marcel Marceau.
Yeah. which makes it. You think, Mike, you think they go with that same lineup again tonight with Avery Bradley in the starting lineup and DeAndre Jordan
coming
off the bench?
They got up by 30 last time, so it seems to work. And AD is the third best center in basketball, so why not?
Yeah, defense first. That's where they got to focus. They got to focus on defense. I have no question that they're going to score.
Their problem is they must go into halftime and maybe fill up too much on bananas or something.
Because the third quarter, they come out sluggish. They give up a lot. Yeah.
Michael, I just got the word from Karen, from Kiki. Mm-hmm. She will play.
All right.
Thursday.
Nice.
Good. I expect her to win the game since it's dedicated to her.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Hey, that's it for Mason and Ireland. Don't forget, we got Lakers basketball coming up for you. It is Spock and the Jock, Alan Sliwa and Michael Thompson coming up a little bit later. First, I think Sonano and Cap are going to do a couple of hours. We're back tomorrow, 12:55 sharp. Mason and Ireland here on 710 ESPN.